Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
A Kansas City man charged with murder for allegedly murdering his wife in Kansas City's Northland area. He fled to Nebraska on Friday after police discovered a number of disturbing communications that appeared to reference death. Now, John Wonder was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the death of his wife, Ashley Earhart, who's 29, who was discovered dead in their house. He's in jail on a cash bond of $1 million. According to the probable cause statement received from the Clay County Prosecutor's Office, Wonder allegedly stabbed and strangled Earhart in the home where they lived with their two children. They both were working at the same company, and their boss was aware that the couple was divorcing. Officers were called to the home around 10:30 a.m. on Friday after their employer requested a welfare check after the two failed to show up for work. Wonder's family met police outside the home and assisted in getting inside. Earhart's body was discovered on the lower-level laundry room floor with a belt wrapped around her neck. Earhart was naked from the waist down, and the word Wonder was written in blood on her leg, according to court documents. According to the probable cause statement, her left side was bleeding and seemed to have been penetrated multiple times. A huge butcher knife and a meat cleaver were discovered near her body. There was no one else in the house. According to one of her parents, Wonder had dropped off the couple's two and four-year-old children at their house earlier that morning. He always brought them inside, but he left them on the porch this time and drove away in his red sedan. When Earhart's parents learned about the welfare check call from the employer, they drove to the house and discovers Wonder's sedan in the garage, but not her daughter's rental Toyota RAV4. They attempted to enter via an internal door, but it appeared to be chained shut from the inside. They eventually were able to enter through a sliding glass door on the deck. Another witness stated that Earhart had planned to leave the house on October 1st as part of their divorce procedures. Police also spoke with Wonder's sister, who texted him the morning of the murder. She questioned where Wonder was at about 10:42 a.m. According to a screenshot of the exchange she handed cops, he had responded, "Hey, kiddo, sorry about the mess. For the record, it's way easier and much more satisfying than you can imagine. See you around." Wow.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey, kiddo, sorry about the mess.
My wife. Hey, kiddo.
Wow. Another witness told cops that Wonder left him multiple Facebook messages while he was at work, indicating he was ditching his phone and traveling north towards Fargo because he felt like driving far, far away. According to court filings, he later messaged the individual at 7:39 a.m. stating he hadn't cried and is still feeling nothing, and that he had placed Earhart's gemstones next to her body at 8:50 a.m. Wonder went on, "I'm in the car. I have no doubt I'll be caught today. I keep thinking how she never screamed. Just handled it like a champ. What a gal. To honor her, I will not go out by a gunshot, suicide by police, but hopefully by a similar fate." He sent the final message at 10:33 a.m. saying, "I'm guessing they'll be finding her body right about now. I started getting calls at 9:30 a.m. Wonder was apprehended on Friday in Valentine, Nebraska, a town about 8 hours from Kansas City near the South Dakota border. If convicted of murder, Wonder could face the death penalty or life in prison. Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably going to plead guilty. I'd be shocked if this one was a not guilty plea, just because this is such an open and shut case at this point.
I mean, texting people like, hey, kiddo, you know, like, it's just weird. Like, I get that they're getting divorced and that's a difficult time in anyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
But how is this the answer? You know, she's dead and then you're going to be in prison forever. I never get that.
Well, like, what a selfish, asshole, horrible thing to do to your children. You have a 2 and a 4-year-old.
Children were in the home, I'm assuming, or maybe he went, dropped them off and then went back home.
He said that was sitting there that they dropped off the kids at grandma's house.
And I guess he was in a different car. He was in the sedan, then they found the sedan. Yeah. The car was missing.
Yeah.
Okay, so good that the kids weren't in the house.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. That makes him so much better.
This is something where, yeah, he deserves the death penalty, period. Because, number one, the best thing that can happen going forward now for these children is not to have him at any point in their life be a part of it. He should just basically be dead to them, too. And that's horrible, but it sure is better than trying to have a relationship with the dad who killed your mom.
Yeah.
So,
my guess is that he will make an agreement to plead guilty if they take the death penalty off the table. That's my prediction.
And that will cost about $1 million in taxpayer money and will take 3 years. And it's something that we just decided right here. It could be that easy, kids. It could be that easy. Why it costs that much doesn't make any sense. It's just to feed the system. He's admitted to it. There's evidence of it. It's done. It's an open and shut case. Or he'll end up killing himself in prison, which kind of sounds like he better be on suicide watch because he sure sounds like he's going to do it.
Well, and I think that one thing was interesting about, I won't go out by gun, like suicide by police, but hopefully a similar fate. What does that mean?
That he wants to die, just not by police. He wants to basically kill himself.
He had plenty of opportunity. He drove all the way to Valentine, Nebraska. That's a long ways from Kansas City. Like, he could have done that any time along the way, but I guess he needed to get to Fargo, North Dakota, because he really wanted to drive.
Well, I mean, this is clearly someone who's not mentally right.
No.
But I don't know. I mean, there does seem to be he is demonstrating that he understands what's going on. He's demonstrating that he knows what he did. You're probably,
and he has to know by messaging people these things.
Yeah.
They're going to show it to law enforcement. They're not going to be like, I didn't see anything.
No, he's anticipating getting caught.
Nothing to see on my phone.
Yeah. I think he wanted to get caught. I don't know why he wanted to. I mean, why did you do this in the first place? But he still seems to think that this was the right way to do things and handle it, and was willing to be arrested and face death. If he still feels that way a week from now, I don't know.
And I'm concerned that there wasn't more of an alarm raised. Did they really think that this divorce was so easy that they could live together and work together, and then he's supposed to move out on the first? I mean, it seems like that wasn't a very safe. Obviously, it wasn't safe.
Well,
but working together and living together, you know, just almost seems like she should have taken the kids to her mom's.
It would have made sense to not be in the same place. But at the same point, a lot of sane people do that exact same thing. Nobody dies. They handle it. And if she's not seeing it coming, if she's thinking, yeah, you know, we're going through this, but we can manage this for the kids and all that. But some, you know, people that are capable of doing these things, they hide it well, because if they did talk about things, so they did talk about their feelings and things came out and you were able to work through them with your partner, you probably wouldn't suddenly snap one day and murder them. That's all about, you've got to communicate. And if you do that, small problems don't turn into big problems. We just saw that the other day in another one where the father went around and stabbed his 5 children, including his wife, and then set the house on fire. Amazingly, everyone survived. His stab wounds were horrific, but everybody survived, at least as of this recording. Some are in the hospital still at this point, but he's walking. He was a youth pastor. He was a seventh grade teacher. Just very much the last type of person you would think of to, you know, do something like this. I don't know. I feel suspect when I hear some of those terms, but I think to the general public, it's like, oh, why would this person do this? But again, it likely came down to he was very ashamed of the financial situation that they were in. They were about to get evicted from the home. They were out of money. Apparently, the family had no idea about any of this. And because of the shame that he was feeling, he thought the best way out would be to kill everyone. That's a family annihilator right there.
Yeah. It's so strange. We just seem like, it seems like every week there's a similar story.
Because there is.
They're killing kids.
And these are just the ones we're talking about. How many do we go through that we go, well, because we can only cover so many. And there's a whole cornucopia of other stories we don't even talk about because we don't have time to talk about that are just as bad, sometimes even worse, out there of these mad people. And that's, I don't know any way to describe it. There is an abundance of mad people in our world right now that are doing absolutely insane things to their families without seemingly a lot of emotion. How that happened, I don't know. I think COVID had something to do with it. Not necessarily getting COVID, but the psychological effects, the trauma, I think had a lot to do with it. So there you go, another horrible story for you.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.